A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Trolley Watch, New Idea Food's very exciting podcast, which comes to you every single week. My name is Amy Sinclair, and I'm joined by the very ravishing Barbara Northwood, our wonderful food director. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Amy.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How exciting.
It
is. What have you done this week? You've been cleaning out your freezer a bit more?
Oh, I've been putting more things in it, actually.
My mum said to me the other day, does Barb keep an Excel spreadsheet on her freezer so she knows exactly what's where? It's a fair question, Barb.
No, but I have little notes on the food in there. So if I pull one out, I can see when I put it in because it's got a date on it. I know what it is.
It's like, you know, it's like I imagine the
surprises.
The National Library has a similar system tracking their artifacts. We, of course, talk all things food and groceries and supermarkets and cooking. And we have a lot of fun doing it, don't we, Barb?
We sure do.
Let's head straight into our first segment, which is our weekly special, Best in Aisle, where we get several of the same products that are available in supermarkets, and we tell you which one we think is the best. Now, this one's a corker, isn't it, Barb?
Yeah.
Because everyone loves
surprises.
Yeah, everyone loves a packet cake mix. And this week we're doing vanilla cake mixes. There's a lot of choice, aren't there?
Yes.
A good half an aisle, I reckon.
Yeah, easy.
You know,
easy.
So that shows that there's big bucks in baking. And also it's easy to get a bit overwhelmed trying to choose which one's which. And
yes.
Sometimes you just go with what's on special. Other times you want something that's going to give you a really quality cake. And what we found, guys, is we went through five cakes and there were some really, really key differences between them that would actually probably surprise you. So I'm going to go straight into it. First one we tried was the Audi white meal vanilla cake mix with icing. Now, obviously you have to add butter and milk to this, but it's a $1.69 cake mix. Barb, what did you think?
I thought the height of the cake was really good once it was
impressive,
cooked.
Wasn't it?
Had a really lovely crumb.
Yep.
A nice even crumb, evenly browned on the top, and was very light to eat. So for the money again for that, for a full 40-gram packet, really good value.
It was a really high cake.
It was a lovely cake.
It was a good, maybe 5 or 6 centimetres, I reckon.
Yes,
it was
easy.
Impressive.
Mm, very.
Sometimes when you get one of these cakes, you might have to do two to kind of double it up to make it
That's
look
right.
good. But no, this was a great cake. Next one up, we had the Greens Moist Vanilla Cake, which also has icing in it. Again, you have to add butter and milk, $2.50. What did you think of this one,
Yeah,
Barb?
I love this one as well.
One,
it was quite yellowy in colour.
Yeah.
And it was lovely and moist. Again, had a really good crumb and good height.
I thought this one had the best crumb, didn't it, Barb?
It did. It's slightly bigger than the LD. This is a 470 gram.
Yeah. They were both very high and impressive, though, weren't they?
Yeah.
I felt like I was at the Country Women's Association with Barb when we were tasting these ones because she was talking about the crumb and the firm texture. And I was like, I just thought you'd put it in your mouth and have a good old bite and taste it. But no, Barb educated me all about your crumbs. Next up we had the White Wings Vanilla Cake Mix, which includes frosting again, $4. Barb, what did you think?
Well, this was the largest one. This was a 5 10-gram packet. It was a nice cake, again, a good crumb and a reasonable height on that. But again, for $4 compared to the other two, you know, you'd be really have to think of if you were shopping for price –
yeah.
That would be a factor. It was a lovely cake.
The three of them were all nice cakes,
weren't they? Yeah,
but
totally.
You were kind of saying it comes down to price. Like,
yes.
Is it really worth an extra $2 something?
Yeah.
Next up we had the Coles Vanilla Cake with icing for $2. Barb, what did you think?
I didn't think it had the right flavour flavour at all. It tasted vanilla-y, but it wasn't a good butter cake.
Yeah.
It was a bit smaller than the others, so a bit patchy on the top, perhaps. Perhaps not a favourite.
Absolutely. And last but not least, we had the Woolworths Essentials Vanilla Cake Mix. Now, this was the cheapest of the lot. The Audi one is, but it was only $1.85. But quite a small cake, wasn't it?
It was. Look, you know what? It would probably make better cupcakes.
Yeah.
Rather than put it into a, 20-centimetre cake pan.
It was really, really thin. It was probably only
It was.
Maybe an inch. Maybe an inch high. It was very sort of one that you'd have to do a few and pile them up with.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Some cream in between.
Yeah, it was only a 340 gram packet. And so what did you think of the flavour? That was the smallest out of them. It was very vanilla-y, a bit overpowering in the vanilla flavour.
So, Barb, if you had to pick your favourite, which it was a tough one, wasn't it? I think this was the one that you were most stuck on.
Really, the Aldi, the Greens and the White Wings really were very good cakes. You'd have to say up there together. Very hard to pick one over the other because they were all good. We kept going back and having another bite. But
we really did. We almost ate the entire cake between. We had three cakes between two of us. I don't mind. I'm happy to gain 14 kilos in the name of research, guys.
Yes,
that's just me, all right? That's my dedication. But in short, we thought that the Audi was really good value, $1.69, really high cake.
Yes.
And it tasted great and was very, very light and very, you know, moist. The Greens had the best crumb, you thought.
Yes, yes.
And
I like the colour of the greens too.
It was really pretty, wasn't it? It was like a really
yellowy,
golden
colour.
Golden colour on top. And then the White Wings was very, very tasty as well.
Yes.
You got to give one, Barb. Golden trolley, who does it go to?
Go Greens.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Barb.
Thanks,
Amy. I'm off to eat some more cake. Barb, are you ready for segment two? Because this one is the big debate where we talk about one topic and we fight it out with fists and gloves and the works. Not really.
No, not really.
Normally we kind of agree unless
we do.
Talking about Vegemite in your fridge and then we
or
don't
your pantry,
agree.
Exactly.
Well, you've got to have it in the fridge. I told you before, Barb, you get a bit of butter in there. It's just going to make the whole thing manky. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk today plastic chopping boards versus wooden chopping boards. I've already said the New Idea Food Test Kitchen has 3,412 chopping boards all stacked up under every single thing. Which one do you prefer, Barb?
Well.
Oh, there's never an easy answer, is there?
And there's never just one answer with this because they're both good.
They
both have, you know, they're good points. And I suppose the key to a good chopping board is keeping it clean and maintaining it rather than what you do onto it or chopping on it or whatever. So you've got to clean and scrub them in hot soapy water first after you use it. You rinse them and then you clean them, allow them to air dry. It's the air drying, I reckon, that preserves them, whether it's the plastic or the wooden one. So sit them on one edge, you know, lean them up against your bench or on your against the splashback.
Yeah.
And let them dry thoroughly for hours and hours, and then I put them away. If you put them away wet, mold grows on them.
Bob, I don't hear the word dishwasher in this because, well, clearly my technique of just throwing them in the dishwasher, then throwing them in the drawer is not correct,
well,
I'm guessing.
Unless you're on a really hot cycle, and a hot cycle can take 1.5 hours, and then sometimes you don't want your dishes in there for 1.5 hours. You've just got a few things, you've been cooking dinner, and they're reasonably clean, so you're not going to put on for that big cycle.
Right. So they've got to
if you just put them in an ordinary, you know, a lukewarm or a glass cycle, the germs are still there. When they come out, they're not clean at all. So you need the hot soapy water and to properly dry them, and not with a tea towel because you don't want more bacteria spread over them.
Ew.
So I like the wooden ones. I like wooden ones for bread, for cakes, herbs and bits and pieces, but probably for meat, chicken, fish, I use the plastic.
Now, is there a reason why you couldn't use the wooden, the plastic ones for the bread, cake?
No, you can.
Everything? It's
you
just
can.
A preference.
It's a preference thing. And I suppose because you know you've had all those meaty things on it, I tend to keep them separate.
Oh, that's true. It's a bit gross, isn't it?
Well, I know in the kitchen we colour code them. So the red boards are for red meat.
Oh,
the yellow is
stop
the chicken.
But keep going.
It's true,
really?
And
do you have a sign up of
what? We had them on the wall, absolutely.
Oh, what
absolutely
happens if someone does the fish
they
on
get
the chicken?
Taken off them. But it's really important to keep them clean. I think that's the secret to a good chopping board. And the wooden ones do get cracks in them, and that's where the bacteria can grow. So
that's
you really
what
just
scares
can't
me
hang
about,
on to it forever.
Yeah, I don't
you
have
know, you
wooden,
can't
I don't have
down.
Wooden ones because I'm too
them
scared
out.
That they're going to get all manky. And
yeah, that's fair enough too.
And
otherwise you have
gross.
To oil them and, you know, look after them. So probably the plastic are just as easy for people.
Barb, I've written down here, do you have any chopping board horror stories? Because I do, and I'm interested to hear yours.
Well, raw chicken on, or obviously meat can leave traces of salmonella on the board. That's part of the problem. And putting raw food, chopping raw food, and then putting, you know, other cooked meats on it or whatever. Like you just tend, you
we've
tend
learned
to take
long
it off
ago
and you
wipe
that
you just it. Can't do that, can you?
But I have seen people do that.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, seriously. So you've really got to make sure you have that clean board. separate boards for separate things. And even things like vegetables can have dirt in them, so lettuce or leeks. Yeah. And even the dirt can have problems. So if you just put that on the board and then you take that off and now chop up the snow peas, you can contaminate things.
And a lot of people think that if you just kind of wipe it down, it's okay. I'm but sure it really isn't.
No,
is it?
Not at all.
I'm
no.
a bit of a scaredy cat with that sort of stuff.
So if I was cooking, I could have up to 6 boards around in my kitchen.
How many chopping boards do you have?
I've got a whole cupboard like it at work, so I've probably got about 20.
20 chopping boards.
All sizes.
You know, I once bought my mum's a real stickler for that if you're going to dice something that all of them have to be exactly the same dice. Like, she's really fussy like that. Once she had a bit of a hissy fit at my brother. I'm going to absolutely out her on air here because she chopped the tomato unevenly for a story. So when I was overseas once, I actually saw a chopping board that had centimetre by centimetre grid measured out so that you can
That's cute.
And when I was going through customs, they questioned her, wanting to know what it was. So my psychotic mother.
Like for, vegetables, they cook evenly. Now, otherwise, you've got one big piece of carrot that's still
quite tough. You and my mum should go bowling,
tough.
Barb. You'd get on perfectly. Tell me about it. My horror story is that my family, and by family I mean my husband, Jimmy, tends to – he believes that the dishwasher is a clean zone. So even if it's in there and it's dirty, he doesn't think it's that dirty. He thinks you can still use it. So if he's looking for a chopping board, he'll go into the dirty – I repeat, dirty dishwasher, pull out a chopping board and just start – I know. I literally have a fit over it. I'm like, how do you know that I haven't chopped chicken on it?
Exactly.
He said, I wash it down. It's fine.
Oh, that's a bit scary, Amy.
That's why I don't like eating anything that he cooks, really. He could make me duck à l'orange and I'd be like,
yeah, it's a bit of a worry.
Duck salmonella.
Indeed.
Barb, you've solved it once and for all. Moral story is, guys, have 3,000 chopping boards of all different wooden plastic varieties and wash them well. That's rule number one, isn't it, Barb?
That's the secret.
Even if you've only got
clean
a few,
it thoroughly
wash
and
them
dry
well.
It thoroughly.
Thank you, Barb. I'm off to buy a few more chopping boards. All right, Barb, segment 3, budget talk. Money's tight, isn't it?
Sure is.
You have a shoe addiction like me. You want to save your money on food.
To buy more
spend
shoes.
Spend it on shoes. I'm kidding, kind of, not really, but I know. The $10 dinner challenge, Barb, want you. I've given you 10 bucks. You got to feed a family for. Tell me what you're cooking.
Yes, and, you know, I've actually done this.
Amazing.
Yep, minestrone soup.
Right.
You cook an onion and a clove of garlic in a tablespoon of olive oil.
Yeah.
You add a 500-gram bag of minestrone soup kit. Now, that's $5 from Coles.
So and that's like got the vegetables.
All the chopped
and
vegetables in it. Yeah. It's got this.
Amazing.
1.5 litres of water. That's 6 cups. A chicken stock cube and a can of Coles Italian crushed tomatoes with mixed herbs. That's only $1.20. And 1/2 cup of rossoni. That's the rye-shaped pasta. Yeah. Bring that to the boil and cook that for 30 minutes. The pasta swells. It's a beautiful flavour. It's quite filling. Really good for you. Low fat, lots of veggies. $7.40. $1.85 a serve. That's pretty good, isn't it?
You can't beat that, can you?
You
$1.85 a serve. And it's
really
wholesome
healthy,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a problem, isn't it? A lot of time when you talk about budget meals, it's a bit processed or it's
lots
a bit light on or it's pasta with a tomato sauce. You want a bit of something healthy in there so you don't feel like a bad mum, am I
right? And this is great weather, isn't it, for minestrone soup.
Love it. You got another one for me, Barb?
I do. This is a teriyaki chicken and noodle stir fry.
Yum.
I bought 400 grams of chicken thigh fillets, cut them into little strips and sautéed that in a tablespoon of oil in a deep frying pan, probably that good one that you've got, Amy.
Big W one. Buy it now.
Five minutes in 2 batches, so it doesn't stew. You want a bit of browning on it. You remove that. You add another tablespoon of oil, and I cook chopped brown onion until tender. Return the chicken with a 300-gram packet of thin Thai rice noodles, broken into smaller pieces. Just snap them.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
2 chicken stock cubes, 1/3 cup of teriyaki sauce, and 2.5 cups of water. You bring that to the boil, cover, gently boil for 2 minutes, stir it just to make sure the noodles are coated in whatever. You cover and gently boil for a further 5 minutes. So this is a really quick cook.
It's easy, 20-25
minutes. I then add 1.5 cups of frozen vegetables because I love my veggies. I love getting
and you
a
love your freezer
content,
too.
I
mean,
those.
If you can get something out of your freezer,
really good,
you're going to do it.
They're good value.
Yeah.
Cover and gently boil for another 4 minutes just to soften those veggies. $9.50, $2.40 a serve. And it's delicious. The chicken,
delicious.
Teriyaki,
and
the
who
veggies.
Doesn't love a bit of teriyaki chicken?
Yeah, absolutely. Great for the kids as well.
You know what I cook at home when I'm a bit low on money and just bought a pair of shoes? Yes. Not that I'm going to – not that I'm sacrificing my family's
– yes.
My family's dinner for my shoe addiction ever. I mean, that would be horrible. What sort of a mother do you think I am?
Yes.
I've got three words for you, Barb.
Yep.
Kmart pie maker.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm a big fan of a Kmart pie maker.
Yes. I know
and
the
you
pie makers.
Do, I'm part of the group. I'm part of the group on Facebook.
Yes.
I see all them. You can do anything in a pie maker, but what you can also do is cook up a really, really quick and easy and cheap meal that everyone loves.
Mm.
My favorite thing to do, whole family love it, you whip up a few eggs.
Yes.
You throw in some chopped ham. Some bit of tomato, mushrooms, a bit of cheese, whatever you want, really. I grab anything that's in there, you know. It's like an omelette mix, basically.
Yes.
Throw it in there, close the lid.
Yes.
About 6 minutes later, it's delicious.
Yes.
And
so it's
we're
like
talking
frittata.
Little
sort of
mini
thing
frittatas.
Yum.
You can have them on your own. You can have it as salad. Very,
lovely.
Very easy. And I'm not like you, Barb. I haven't sat down and worked out it, but I'm just going to say it's $1.12 a serve.
That's pretty good, Amy.
I've worked that
that's
out in my head right there. You know?
That's but good. But, yeah, really tasty.
They love
again,
it. Again,
healthy.
You know, even getting a bit of leftover, you know, casserole, anything, I keep it in the freezer.
Yes.
Get a bit of pastry, put it in the bottom, whack
Yum.
It in your mix, done.
Yeah, easy.
Done. That's
again,
dinner.
Perfect weather for it. That's a good one,
get
Amy.
Get yourself a pie maker, Barb.
I love
your
it. I think I need
never,
one.
Your life will never stop. Never be the same. Trust me. Okay, we have finished talking budget. I'm off to look at shoes. Thank you, Barb. Barb, segment 4, this is a cracker.
Yes, Amy.
I'm loving this one. You are very nervous right now.
I am feeling a bit nervous.
This one is, can you pick it, meat versus vegan?
Okay.
Now, you go into supermarkets these days, obviously the vegan movement is definitely gaining momentum.
Yeah, sure is.
You go into the meat section of many supermarkets now and you see chicken, which isn't actually chicken.
That's right. Yeah.
And beef burgers that aren't actually beef. But they're meant to have the same consistency, the same taste. So today, Barb, I ask you, can you pick the meat product versus the faux meat product?
All right,
are you up
Amy?
For it?
Yep, I'm up for a challenge.
First up, I am going to give you
real
chicken breast.
Yep.
Versus fake chicken. Now, this is the chicken-free chicken. It's hysterical.
Yes.
Chicken-free chicken. Sometimes they even have a picture of a chicken on there. No, it's not chicken.
Yes.
Chicken-free chicken, wild meaty chunks. It comes in a 300-gram box for $11 from Coles. That's it's a pretty expensive 300-gram piece of
chicken.
Faux chicken. But if you are vegan, then it's a really great alternative. Now, Barb, you're going to have to close your eyes because if you look at this, you're going to know which is which. But I want you to taste and I want you to tell me if you can choose which is which, all right?
I'll have to do it with my hand,
you
Amy.
Will. It's all right, Barb. There you go. Head in there.
All right.
She's bitten into one piece.
Mm.
Okay.
Looks good.
It looks good. It's actually nice and crunchy,
very
as chicken
crunchy.
Would be.
Yes.
All right. Now you're going to go for the other chicken. You're going to try and pick which is which. She got like an entire bird in her mouth.
Spit those feathers out.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you just go again, the commitment to – we could honestly just get a walk into a job at Choice right now.
Yes.
The first or the second one, Barb, which was chicken?
I think the second one tastes better than the first one.
But do you think it's chicken?
Well, it's got fibres. Hmm. Good question. I quite like the second one.
Well, Barb, I'm happy to tell
you. I think the first one was a little bit overcooked.
Barb – calm down.
Yes.
The second one was chicken.
Okay.
But I'm impressed that you were a bit thrown. Mm. What did you think of the faux chicken? I'm going to taste some
Look,
now, Barb.
If it had a sauce on it, it'd probably be lovely. No, I think once you've put in tomatoes, a really nice sauce, mushroom type gravy or whatever. Yeah. Right.
Next up, we are doing beef patties. So right. You're having a burger. Yep. Do you have a vegan burger in your hamburger?
Yes.
Or do you have a beef patty? We've got a regular beef patty just okay. from Woolworths. Mm-hmm. We've also got an Unreal Co. 100% plant-based Italian beefy burger.
Right.
Comes in a two-pack.
Okay.
And that one's from Woolworths for $5.30 for a couple of burgers. So, all right, Barb, I'm putting it down.
Yeah, quite herby.
And then the second one.
All
right, Barb, can you pick it? First or second one? Which one?
I prefer the second one.
Do you think it was?
Well, they taste very similar.
Really?
Texture-wise, yep. Only thing is the first one was very herby. But texture-wise,
you can't
totally
pick it.
Acceptable, no.
So if you had it mixed in with a burger
yeah.
with all the salads, you couldn't tell which is which?
No.
Interesting. Well, Barb, I'm happy to report you did pick the beef, but it's interesting that they're both
very good that's texture, actually.
Looking at them, they look identical, to be honest. Very strange. All right, last one, Barb. Last but not least, we're looking at mints.
Right.
You can actually buy, plant-based mints. In fact, I'm going to put this on a spoon for
you. All right, that'd be great.
That'll make it
Thank
a lot
you.
Easier.
Yes.
Funky Fields mints.
Yes.
Some great names, haven't they, for the vegan range? This is made in Denmark from imported ingredients, and it comes from Woolworths, $8. Mm-hmm. We've also compared it with some good old-fashioned beef mints. Barb, here's your first spoonful. Give it a crack. I reckon Dennis wants some of this as well. Right, that's your first one.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you a second one. All right, Barb.
Well, I prefer number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, version number two is the Funky Fields fake mince.
It's moist. It's flavoursome. It's tender. The other was a little bit dry. That's
so
delicious.
You actually prefer the vegan mince?
I prefer the vegan mince.
To the beef mix. That's a huge.
It's really good.
That's
a really
a huge
good product.
One. There you go.
I like the burger. Maybe it's just the chicken thing, but they've certainly got that meat.
The chicken
the texture
wasn't my cup of tea. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I'm happy to kind of play ball here, but it wasn't my cup of tea. But the mince, that's
very,
very
impressive.
Interesting.
Yep, very impressive. I'd definitely buy it.
Definitely buy it. And $8, it's pretty much the same as a quality
mince. Be lovely in a bolognese sauce or something like that.
There you go, guys. She got 2 out of 3, but actually prefers the vegan mince.
Yep.
I love it. Barb, you're off to become vegan, aren't you?
Not quite, Amy. Got too much bacon in the freezer.
Barb, last segment of the day. You're always very nervous about this one, but it has to be one of my favourites. Barb in the hot seat, where I get to ask you 10 random questions that you know nothing about. Barb, you do like to be in control of most situations, don't you?
I do.
Particularly your freezer.
I do, actually.
Yeah, you do. So me sitting here coming
up with comfort zone in control.
A whole lot of questions that you know nothing about is your idea of hell, am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's, of course, where I ask you 10 questions off the cuff. You have to give me your honest questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question
I think
one.
So.
All right, you're around at someone's house for dinner, Barb.
Yes.
And they serve you up dinner and it's just a shocker. You can't even get it into your mouth because it's so gross. What do you do? Do you struggle through it and finish the lot or do you say something?
I struggle through as much as I can and then I make an excuse.
Yeah, good one, Barb.
Yeah.
It's very diplomatic.
So I have done that before.
Oh, it's a shocker,
and it was an avocado soup and it was just so rich.
Who, what, why, how?
Seriously, cold avocado soup with a dollop of sour cream and the richness of the cream and the avocado, I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
That's just bizarre.
Yes.
Question two, what's your favourite cookbook of all time?
It's probably Beverly Sutherland Smith's cooking.
Oh.
Yeah, she's done a lot of cookbooks and that's really where I got to learn how to cook through her. She was a lovely lady who did amazing things. And
sometimes the old-fashioned ones that kind of really do the, go through the basics,
totally.
They're the best ones.
They really are.
Question number three, what's the most requested dinner in your house that you whip up?
Probably a roast. They love a roast in my family.
Do they?
Roast lamb. Yeah, totally.
So what's really,
potatoes, the gravy, the cauliflower. It's all the trimmings as well, though. It's not just the one bit.
You go nuts, don't you, Barb? You really rock it out, do about 6 or 12 sides. I can just picture it. I'm sure he doesn't listen, so feel free to be honest. What's the most annoying kitchen habit from your husband? What's the thing that he does in the kitchen that drives you nuts?
He never puts anything in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So everything he uses goes into the sink.
And my husband
doesn't even
rinses
make
it
onto the
My side. Husband will rinse the living crap out of it and then stack it beautifully in the sink. And it's like you could
have
just you could have just put it into the dishwasher.
You know what? The reason is though, he's scared that if he opens that dishwasher and it's not unpacked, he can't just shut it.
It's true.
And pretend you didn't see it walk away.
It's true.
You're trapped,
isn't it?
You have to unpack it then.
It's true. And then
it is so true. And then you say, where did you put so-and-so? Well, you unpacked it. You must have put it somewhere. Well, I don't know. So he puts things in the weirdest places.
And it's the way that they pack the dishwasher as well. It's a shocker, isn't it, Barb?
Or he'll put it on because I say, please put it on before I get home. And he'll put it with like two glasses on it. You say, what would you run it with two glasses? He said, because you
let
said.
Let it out, Barb. Let it
you
out.
You said put it on. Yes, Ken, when it's full. With two
My
glasses.
Husband leaves every single cupboard and drawer open in the kitchen when he's
cooking.
Yes. Mm. I can literally tell what he's done when by just what's open. What do you always have in your freezer? What's always, apart from the entire world? But what's one thing that you
ice
get
creams.
A bit nervous if you're going down a bit like, oh, ice creams?
No, ice creams.
Which was your favourite?
Icy Poles, Paddle Pops. We've got every version. We've eaten every version.
Stop, do
you? Calippos, yeah.
It's like a street.
It really is. It
is. Like when you go into the service station and they have those big ones. That's what you have, really.
Yep, drumsticks. Anything on special, I buy them. My husband loves them.
My dad goes through a good dozen drumsticks a day. I'm kidding. Half a dozen.
In a week.
He buys the big 18 box of them. What's the biggest disaster in the test kitchen?
Probably things catching on fire, as in tea towels and things like that. I remember making a quiche and walking across the room with it for photography, having lovingly made this zucchini quiche and then dropped it. Just turned upside down and you felt like crying. You couldn't rescue it. It was just splatter because it had been a hot one.
Barb,
we've had some real doozies though,
Now, I've got a secret sauce in the test kitchen.
Yes.
And they tell me that your sausage rolls are to die for and they have a special ingredient in them that you refuse to tell. I'm putting you on the spot. What's your secret ingredient
mango
in your
– Mango chutney.
Really?
Yeah, mango chutney in them. Yeah, beautiful.
And
– or a grated apple, grated Granny Smith apple.
That's Gives always
the moisture.
Nice. Yeah,
really lovely, yeah.
A bit of mango chutney.
Yeah,
I'm doing
mango
that one.
Chutney's good.
What's your favourite appliance?
Probably food processor.
Yeah, it does everything.
I
inherited mine from my grandmother and it's still going strong.
It's fantastic.
30 million
years
later.
Those old ones, they're the best.
Now, you have a daughter, Rachel. Can she cook?
Yeah, she loves cooking.
Oh, she got
loves
it from
cooking.
You.
Yeah,
I love it.
She loves it.
Now, my last question, and we have to say it's probably the best and you're going to be horrified that I'm bringing
it
up.
Wait for it, yes.
Tell me, Barb, about the time that you decided to throw away your husband's toothbrush that looked a little bit how your father. You see his toothbrush in the bathroom. You think it's looking a bit how your father. So what did you do with
it? And I always think I'm doing the right thing by replacing it for him.
Of course. It's a very loving thing to do.
But I never throw them out completely because they're so handy
for
cleaning.
You can put it in the freezer, can't you? I'm kidding.
No, the cleaning.
Yes.
You know, the grout around the tiles, the floor, the down in the sink, the plug, whatever.
All those bits that you can't really get
you
to.
You can't really reach.
It's very handy.
And you're not going to put a new toothbrush down there. You wait till they get a bit old.
Yeah.
So I did this. And
so you went through the bathroom, you're cleaning every single crevice.
I did.
With this
really
toothbrush.
Ratty then. And then I put it on the third shelf in the bathroom cupboard. But then I noticed the other week it was back in the little holder on the sink. And I looked and thought, I've thrown that out. I bought him a purple one. That's why I know it's not his new one.
Yeah.
So he's used it
he's
again.
He's used his horrible, manky,
you know
moldy toothbrush.
I haven't told him yet. I haven't told him.
Okay.
Do you think I should tell him? No,
well,
he's still alive.
I think it's okay.
I think 2 weeks.
I walked in the shower the other day and my son had my toothbrush, my youngest, and he was busy cleaning the shower walls with it and all around there. And I thought if I hadn't walked in just then.
Oh, that's cute.
I would be using that on my mouth.
Oh,
but
no.
Now that I think about it, maybe he's doing it every night and I forgot and realised. On that note, I'm off to buy a new toothbrush.
I think I will
too. And you better go and confess to your husband.
Too scared, Amy.
Guys, thank you for joining us for today's Trolley Watch. I am very happy. Thank you, Barb.
Thanks, Amy.
Don't forget to rate, subscribe and review us where you find all good podcasts. And of course, you can always join the conversation with us at New Idea Food or Foodiful at Facebook. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.